Underground preacher checking into the underground church. And today, we're going to start a healing journey. The Lord put in my heart to take you on a 12 steps healing journey. It is actually a 12 messages series to usher you into healing. So today, we're starting on the first step, the mirror. And if you are wondering why this is called a healing journey, well, it is because, first of all, healing is like a journey up a mountain. You climb it one step at a time, one day at a time, slow and steady, and soon enough, you find yourself on top of the mountain. And also, taking in consideration that you are a three-dimensional being, body, soul, and spirit. You cannot be healthy unless you are balanced and stable on those three levels, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It is proven that an emotionally unstable person is a sick person. That is simply because those backed up emotions will put so much stress on you and depress you to a point that it will manifest itself physically as a disease or sickness. Because it's also proven that stress, depression, all that release toxins in your system. And that makes you sick and puts your body in a state of disease. So emotionally, if you're backed up, if you're unbalanced, it makes you sick. And also spiritually, if you're not balanced spiritually, if you're not connected with God who protects you and guards you spiritually, you make yourself vulnerable to spirits. And those evil spirits will come and make you sick. That's not a problem for them to do. They will put diseases and sicknesses all over you. That's easy for them to do. They're manipulating your system behind the scene, which eventually will manifest itself physically as a disease or sickness. And also, physically, if physically you don't take proper care of yourself, well, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to be sick. You're going to find yourself with a disease because you're not caring for yourself. You can't just go out and eat anything and treat your body any kind of way. You can't go out smoking, drinking, and expecting your body to be healthy. It doesn't work like that. So it goes all around, body, soul, and spirit. On those three levels, no matter where the imbalance comes from, eventually it's going to show up as a sickness and or disease. And also, for healing to last, you're going to have to make the decision to change your way of life. Healing is not just something you decide one night or one day and say, okay, I'm going to decide to eat an apple today, or an apple for the month, or an apple for the year, and get connected with God for one day or for one month until I get healed, then I will stop. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. You're going to have to change your life around. Healing, in a better way to put it, it's a lifestyle. And you're going to have to change the way you are living right now. Change it into a new style of healing. That's the only way healing is going to last. Because if you don't hang on to that style, to that way of life, to that healing, eventually you're going to go back into being sick. And the disease is going to come back. So when you combine all of this, you're going to come out with a simple, basic conclusion, which is healing is a journey. Hence, 12 steps healing journey. And it all begins with the mirror, by looking at yourself in the mirror. And because there is no healing outside of God, the mirror that we're referring to here is actually the Ten Commandments. We have to go back to the basics. Go back to God. Go back to the Word. Go back to the source. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 3, 4, 7, 8, 12 to 17. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord would not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Out of these 10 commandments, people get to say whatever they're saying about you, point the finger and say that you are this way, that way, because it all boils down to these 10 commandments. Don't fool yourself. Everything that we know today, all those bad habits we know, whether it's addiction, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression, homosexuality, watching popcorn, gluttony, sexual immorality, false religion, people pleasing, broken families, keeping up with the Joneses, social media, poverty, and so on. All of it. The origin is the Ten Commandments. And you cannot be healed unless you go back to the healer himself, God. That's why this 12 steps healing journey is based on reconnecting yourself with God. Because God is the one who will guide you to your healing. He's the only one who knows how to fix you. And no matter how you cut it, no matter how you look at it, the Ten Commandments or what people are saying about you, they are all singing the same song. You are broken, you are wounded, and you are in desperate need of healing. You need to change. The mirror is telling you this message. Change. Now, I want you to pause here for a second and ask you these questions. What if the mirror is not wrong? What if what people are saying about me is not wrong? What if it's true? What if I'm truly broken, wounded, and in need of healing? Because it is okay to be broken and wounded. Nobody is perfect. We all know that. But what is wrong is you choosing to stay that way because you can do something about it. I heard this story about a donkey and a farmer. And this farmer found his donkey falling in a well. And because he couldn't get the donkey out, he decided to bury the donkey. So he got a shovel and started throwing in the dirt. But each time he would throw in the dirt, the donkey would shake it off and step on it. Each time he would throw in the dirt, the donkey would shake it off and step on it. And eventually, the donkey drew closer to the edge, hopped out, and was free. This is something we can learn from. Because the lesson here is, look, people are showing you how you are. They're throwing the dirt at you. Look at how you are. The mirror is telling you, here are the Ten Commandments. You are breaking them. It's showing you who you are. You can either use the mirror, use what people are saying about you to your benefit, to better yourself, to change. Because healing is going to bring change. No matter what it is, the healing that we're talking about here is the type of healing that will bring change. And once you choose to heal, to change, you're going to find yourself in a better place. Your life is going to change and never be the same. The choice is yours. Don't let what people are telling you or showing, the mirror, and all that is being pointed at you as a negative thing, but rather look at it as something that you can utilize to better yourself. And once you get ready to face that reflection, you can move on to the next step, because the next step is the reflection. A very helpful message that can help you along this step is rescue. The link will be available in the description box. When you expand it, it's going to show up. So go on, listen to it. It will help you too. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.